It is now 1 week before Christmas, and the church wants to remind us that in order to appreciate the beauty of Christmas, we must put on the mindset of poets. We must put aside our usual way of thinking and looking at things, because we normally function with scientific mindset. We want the answer, we want to analyze, we want to be able to explain things away. But Christmas doesn't quite work that way, because Christmas is an event that is beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension. It's an event of heaven taking place on earth. We know that the prophet Isaiah was prophesying about this event, that the Messiah is coming and he is going to be born of a virgin and he is going to save his people. Well, that didn't work quite well with the Israelites, because the prophet Isaiah prophesied for 64 years over the span of four different kings. And throughout that 64 years, the Israelites continuously being conquered. In fact, they were even being exiled. And the prophet Isaiah went into exile with them. And while in exile, you were forced to leave your own homeland, your own, you know, what you know, and live in a foreign land. Even when he was in exile, he continued to speak this way. God is sending us a Messiah to save us all, you see. And so it didn't make any sense scientifically, analytically. And so by the time they returned from the exile, the prophet Isaiah kept saying, repeating the same message that didn't seem to make sense to the people. So you know what they did to him? They were tired of him after 64 years. They buried him into a trunk of a tree, and then they sawed it in half. That's how the prophet Isaiah died. Because the people of God could not or did not have the mindset of poets. Because the prophet Isaiah for 64 years were talking about something heavenly. They couldn't grasp that. The Lord Jesus Christ, eventually the Messiah, the real Messiah, came. And they didn't like him either. Because the first day of his ministry, the Lord Jesus would open up the scroll in the temple and read the passage that we all heard today from the prophet Isaiah, saying that the Messiah will come. And when he comes, he will help the poor. He will free the captives. He will heal the brokenhearted. And when the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, came, do you realize that throughout the ministry of our Lord Jesus, he did not give money to anyone? He did not help any poor people. None, zero. The scriptures recorded no time that the Lord Jesus donated money to help the poor. The scripture did not record any time that the Lord Jesus freed anyone from prison. In fact, John the Baptist ended up in prison and the Lord Jesus let him die there. Healing the brokenhearted. The Lord Jesus kept talking about, you're going to have to pick up my cross. You are going to suffer and die for my name. Well, they didn't like that, because they did not realize that the Lord Jesus was talking about something else here, that the Messiah is not here to take care of our earthly needs, that the Messiah is sent by God in order to help us poor souls who struggle so much to know God, to love God. The Messiah is here not to free us from any ordinary prison. The Messiah comes to free us from the prison of sins. And so you see, they did not have on the mindsets of poets. So what did they do? They crucified him because he did not fit the analysis that they had of the Messiah. The Messiah supposed to come and free them from the Romans' occupation. None of that. So they crucified him. This is why we today continue to not appreciate Christmas until we put on the poet's mind. John the Baptist said, "He is the light of the world. I am not. He is the Messiah, the light of the world." Well, you know, you and I today will hear that and say, light of the world. We don't need light. We have plenty of light. Have you ever flown into Las Vegas? I've done it once, a long time ago. It must have been a very holy event. I don't remember why I flew into Las Vegas at night, but have you done it? You were sitting on the plane, looking down into the city. Incredible. You're talking about, you see, you know, how in the middle of the desert, nowhere, middle of nowhere, lights. I mean, I think they say that they can see the lights of Vegas from outer space. So we don't need no lights. When John the Baptist say, "He is the light of the world," we all looking around and say, why do we need him then? We have plenty of lights. Plenty of energy, unless we think like poets do. This is not ordinary light. This is the light that comes to light the darkness of our hearts. And so, my brothers and sisters, just a few days now, before we stand in front of this awesome event, let's put aside our analytical minds, our desire to explain everything away, our wish to have the answer to everything, and simply take a step back and marvel, wonder at this incredible mystery of God coming down from heaven to become a baby in a manger. So as we approach Christmas, and when we finally set up the manger scene, and you come here for Christmas Mass, come like poets, huh? So that you can appreciate Christmas. Because Christmas, my brothers and sisters, is the greatest poem that God has written for you and me.